Good morning. My name is Gareth. I am blessed to be part of this church family. And we're going to be looking at John's Gospel, chapter 1. Let me pray before we start. Heavenly Father, we thank you that we can come this morning, we can hear what you have to say to us about who Jesus is. And we pray that you would show us who he is, who we are, and what he came to do for us. And we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, are we alright this morning? Yes? On a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the best, 1 being the worst. Let's see some hands. We've got an 8 at the back there. That's all. We've got a 10, very good. Okay, and then the adults, it's a couple of the adults get involved. Good. Okay, yeah, I'm really excited, not just because I've had a coffee, but because it's Christmas, and Christmas is a really cool time of year, yes?
Yeah.
Alright, now, I'll ask you a question. Kids, you're going to have to get really involved for the next 25 minutes. Can you focus for 25 minutes?
Yeah.
I know you can. Here we go. Here's a question. What do plants need to live? What do plants need to live? Yes, Emily. Who said that? Sun. Is that what you said? Sun. That's right. If it has one, that was wonderful. Anything else? Water. Soil. Roots. Okay, good. The answer I'm looking for is plants need sunlight. Light brings life. Okay? Want to say that with me?
Light brings life.
Do you want to see what that looks like?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. Ooh. Very nice. You see, this plant shows us that when it has plenty of light, it flourishes. It's got a wonderful life. Light brings life. Now, can someone tell me what the opposite of light is?
Dark.
But there's always that one part of the chapter. Darkness, yes. And what's the opposite of light? Death. So, darkness brings death. Okay, you'll say that with me? 1, 2, 3. Darkness brings death. Do you want to see what that looks like? Okay. Yes. Oh, dear me. Darkness brings death. It's not from my house, by the way. It is from someone's house in the church family. Not mention any names.
Yours.
Don't ever let them look after your plants. Okay. Darkness brings death. Now, this morning we're going to be looking at John's Gospel. Now, John was someone who spent time with Jesus. He listened to him, he saw him with his own eyes, and he spoke to him. He was there with Jesus. And he's going to show us some amazing things through his gospel about who Jesus is. Okay? Now we're going to be learning about light, but not sunlight, but a different type of light, a much more important light. So I'm going to read some verses for you, okay? And what I want you to do is I want you to see if you can pay attention to the two words that begin with love. Okay, there were two. Just wait, I know. Some of you are old enough. Good, well done. Everyone look at the screen. It's up there. I want you to tell me in a minute the two words beginning with love. Here we go. In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. Did anyone spot the two words beginning with love? Can we give me one?
Life and light. God brings light to this world.
I've got my sermon done now. I'm just going to sit down. That was just the whole sermon, that's it. It's well done. Thank you. That's right. Light and life. Now, where have we heard that before? Can you see anywhere up here where we've learnt about light? Can we point to it? Can you point to it? There. Yeah, we've been learning that light brings life. In fact, this is all about Jesus. And so that we see that Jesus
brings light. Say it together.
Jesus brings light.
Now, when you say Jesus there, I was a bit disappointed because it's a little bit more, it's a powerful name. It's not,
you know, Jesus, he brings life.
So can we have a little bit more power when we say Jesus? A bit more, okay. Up to three, 1, 2, 3.
Jesus brings life.
Not shouting, that's it. Very good. Now, I want to read you some more verses. Okay, this is not, it's something else that John said. Now, when I read these verses, I want you, when I get to the bit where there's a little sunshine emoji, can you see the sunshine emojis?
Yeah.
I want you to shout Jesus. Okay, so I'm going to read it, and when I get to the sunshine emoji, I'll point to you, and you can see it, and you're going to say Jesus. Okay, you ready? In the beginning was the word,
Jesus!
And the word,
Jesus!
Was with God. And the word,
Jesus!
Was God. And he,
Jesus!
Was with God in the beginning. Through him,
Jesus,
all things were made. Without him,
Jesus,
nothing was made that has been made. So who's John talking about here?
Jesus.
He's talking about Jesus. You see, Jesus is God. And Jesus was there in the beginning. In fact, Jesus has always been, but he was there at the beginning of time. Do you know what? He created everything, the universe, the world, and everything in it. He also created a very special place, okay? This place was called the Garden of Eden, all right? It was a wonderful place. Now, what sort of place do you think the Garden of Eden was? Do you think it was a place of light and life, or a place of darkness and death? Put your hand up if it's darkness and death.
Obviously not.
There's always a couple who think they're trying to do that. Or do you think it was a place of light and life? Very good.
Now,
Garden of Eden.
That's obvious because it's on that side.
Very good. That was a trick, didn't you? Never went with children around, as they say. Okay, now, it's a place of light and life. A place overflowing. It was an amazing place. So there were amazing plants. There were trees and animals and birds and mountains and rivers and foods. It was a place overflowing with life. The sort of place you might want to live. Now, why do you think the Garden of Eden was so amazing? Who was in the Garden of Eden? Somebody different. Yes, Hannah. They were, but there was someone way more important than them. God, Jesus. The reason why it was because Jesus brings life, and therefore wherever Jesus is, there is life. When you're with Jesus, he brings and gives life. Now someone just mentioned two very important people. Because in the garden, he also created two people. One man and one woman. Now does anyone know who that was? Chloe?
Adam and Eve.
Adam and Eve. Here they are. Adam and Eve, see that, Zach? Adam and Eve. Now, Adam and Eve, yes, I know they don't have any clothes on. Okay, they didn't have any clothes on. Let's get past that bit. Adam, terrible. Adam and Eve were in the garden, and they had the best life. Jesus said, you can have everything in this world, it's yours, apart from, you just can't eat from this one tree. Everything's yours, just don't eat from this one tree, and you'll have the best life. Does that sound like the best life?
No.
Sounds pretty good. I think it sounds pretty good. Now, let me just try and help you think about that. Think about everything. The plants, the animals, the trees, the mountains, the rivers, the food. It was all theirs. I need two volunteers. I need a boy and a girl. Chloe, you can come up. We need a boy. Carnell, yeah, that'd be weird if we put... Hey, that'd be a bit weird. Right, tuck in. Welcome to the front. Welcome to the stage. This is an amazing place. Your life is going to change. It's going to be the best life. Okay, you ready for this? There were two reasons it's going to be the best life. First of all, because you get to spend it with me. Because you're here with me, and you get to have a relationship with me. We're together. Okay, that's going to be awesome. You don't look very keen. Is that a good thing? Nod your head. Yes. Now. The second thing about being up here and having the best life is this, okay? Because you're up here, I'm going to give you everything that's up here, including what's under here. I mean, this is all yours, okay? You can have anything you want, but I just need to warn you, okay, you can't have these sweets. This is everything is yours, but just don't eat those sweets, because if you eat those sweets, you're going to die. Okay? So here's the bowls. There you go. And you just help yourself. These are all yours. So put them in the box. These are really good. Yeah, it's all yours. Okay, so carry on. Yeah, put them in the box. Put them in your mouth. Can you shove that in your mouth? I know it's very distracting. Look this way. Is this a good life?
Yeah.
Would anyone else like to come up here?
Yeah,
I know. Look at all that chocolate. So many people dribbling. It's just shameful. It's shameful. Okay, just pause for a minute. Okay, cool. Now, just pause. Just imagine for a minute, okay? Guys, just pause. You're doing exactly what I want you to do. Just pause. Now, just imagine for a minute that they decided to totally ignore me. So I said pause, and they just kept on doing what they wanted, pretending as if I wasn't even here. And imagine they decided that they were going to come to this box here, open it up, and take and eat from this treat box. What do you think should happen to these two people if they came over here, ignored me, and helped themselves to these sweets? Yeah.
God would disobey them.
But I'm not God. What should I do?
You should kick them out.
Yeah. I'm going to kick them out. I'm going to send them away. I'm going to get rid of them. I don't want to be near them. They don't want to listen to me. Okay, just take one sweet, that one, that'll do. Okay, these are going to be yours later, okay? I'm going to put that down there. That's yours, off you go. That's yours. Okay, you can take that and this. Okay, they're yours. Okay, very good. And you can take a sweet. Well done. Let's take this because you're going to be distracted, okay? And I'm going to put this over because you're all going to be totally distracted if I leave that there, aren't you? Especially the adults. Look, it's taken, yeah. Seriously, put a bit of chocolate from an adult. Right, okay. Now, are we all focused? Everyone look at the front. I know they've had sweets and you're all a bit jealous. So good, don't worry. You can have some at the end.
Yes.
Here's the point, okay? That was a great life. But actually, with Adam and Eve, it was very, very similar. Actually, it was worse for Adam and Eve. Because they didn't just have a relationship with someone like me. They had a relationship with Jesus, with God himself. And it wasn't just that, it wasn't sweets that God gave them. He gave them everything. And actually what they decided to do was they decided to ignore Jesus. And they decided to eat from the tree that God had told them not to eat from. And in fact, that's what the Bible calls sin. See, sin is when you say no to Jesus and you do things your own way. And that's exactly what Adam and Eve did. And so he kicked Adam and Eve out of the Garden of Eden and he sent them away. Do you know what? The sin spoiled the world. And the world was no longer a place of light and life. It became a place of darkness and death. They no longer enjoyed a relationship with Jesus. And do you know what? Their children were no better. Their children were just like them. They had a sin problem. They chose to say no to Jesus. And everyone who was born after that was exactly the same. As people filled the earth became filled with sin. And as sin filled the earth became a dark place. Now, does anyone know what happened to the people after that? If you're in a place of darkness, what does it bring? It brings death. And it's exactly what Jesus said would happen. It brought death. Now that's pretty bad news, isn't it? Let's do eyebrows down for bad news. Bad news, eyebrows down. In our house, eyebrows up is good news. Eyebrows down is bad news. That's bad news, isn't it? But it's good news! Eyebrows up. Bad news. Good news! Whoa. Okay, Jude, just stand up, turn around. Show everyone bad news, Jude. Bad news. Good news! Very good. There is good news. You see, God had made this promise, okay? God said, I'm going to send someone, and this someone is going to bring the light and life back into a dark place of death. And over hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years, he kept reminding people of this wonderful promise, all right? And he did it through people called prophets. You could say that the prophets were like witnesses. Can you say that? One, two, three. It's a
witness.
Okay. And these witnesses were people who were sent from God with a message from God, and they were going to tell them about this special person. Basically, their job was to do this. It was to go around saying, he's coming. One, two, three.
He's coming.
There were loads of them. There was someone called Isaiah. There was Jeremiah, Daniel, Ezekiel, and loads of others. I need some help now. I need 10 people to come to the front and be witnesses for me, okay? Okay, let's go on. We've got 10 hands, all right. Let's get these. Okay, let's have 1, 2, 3. Come over here. 1. Face that way. Face that way. 2, 3. And yes, come on, Ivy. You can come over here. And yeah, do you want to come up as well? Yeah. 3, 4, 5. And yeah, 6. Ali, 7. Chloe, 8. Dakota, 9. And we've got one more. Who's the youngest who's got their hand up?
Oh, me. Jacob.
All right, just move forward a little bit. Okay. All right, so here we go. One for you. You have to hold it up, okay? Can you hold it up for me, Ivy? Okay, come in.
Just come
in, it's all right, I've got spares. I used to be a teacher, you know. Right, okay. Come in. It's taken a long time, isn't it? That's how long they were waiting. Just come in. Oh, it's a bit awkward, isn't it? He's coming. All right, good. Now, as I read some more, so you guys stand still. Then all these witnesses saying he's coming. Now let me just show you some other verses, okay? All you guys look at the screen that way. Everyone look at the screen that way or this way. You look that way, they look that way. Okay, now I'm going to read about someone, but before I do that, I need someone to come up and be John. It needs to be a boy. Jacob, perfect. So hundreds and hundreds of years, there were all these witnesses saying, he's coming, and they're waiting, and everyone's waiting, and he's waiting, and then this man turns up, a guy called John.
Hello, I'm John.
Yes, lovely. There he is! John! He was John the Baptist. John. Let me read about John. Okay, ready? See if you can spot how it describes John. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning the light, so that through him all might believe. He himself was not the light, he only came as a witness to the light. Now, can anyone tell me two things that it tells us about John? It's in red, it helps you, it's in red. He was someone who was sent from God, and what else was he? So up here. He was a witness. He was someone who was like these guys. But there was something very different about John, because John was the last witness that God was going to send. He wasn't going to say he's coming. He was going to say he's here. That was his job. So what we're going to do is we're going to have a little Mexican wave. We're going to start here, and you're going to say, he's coming. And then you're going to go, he's coming. And you're going to go, he's coming. And Mike, you're going to turn around and you're going to go,
he's coming.
Okay, then he's going to go, he's coming.
He's coming.
Okay, all the way down. And when it gets to John, you're going to go, he's here. And we're all going to go, yeah. Okay, right, here we go.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, go.
He's coming.
He's here.
Yeah.
Because they've been waiting forever and ages, and suddenly someone's coming, they're saying,
he's here!
Okay, Okay, guys, just put your sheet on the floor and then have it down for me. Well done. Well done, you can sit down as well. Just for a minute, is that alright? Take that home with you later. So, John wanted everyone to know that he's here, that Jesus had arrived, that the light who brings life to the world was coming into a world full of darkness and death. Very, very exciting. Now, who's waiting for Christmas? Anyone too excited? You're going to be really excited when Christmas Day comes, right? You're like, yes, it's Christmas! And that's kind of what's going on with God's people. Now, who do you think John was talking about when he said, he's coming? He was talking about Jesus. He was making sure everyone was clear that it was Jesus. This is the one they're waiting for. It's just what John was talking about. Let me tell you something else. There were some people who believed John. There were those who believed exactly what John was saying was true. There were people who had seen Jesus. He'd grown up. They'd seen him do amazing things. Things that only God can do. So things like there were people who were suffering, they were ill, and he cured them with a word, with a touch. There were demons which he drove out. There were people who died, and they came back to life because of Jesus and what he did. Jesus himself even said, I'm the light of the world. He said, if you come to me, I'll give you life, and life to the full, the best life. They're his own words. And some people accepted Jesus. Let's give a thumbs up. Some people accepted Jesus. Okay? But you know what? There were others who did not. There were others who rejected Jesus. Thumbs down. Thumbs up. Yeah. See, they refused to believe that Jesus is the light that brings life. Do you know what? Actually, they enjoyed living in a world full of darkness and sin. They liked it. They didn't want it to change. They didn't like when Jesus came and started speaking and doing things. Because it was like a light shining in the darkness. And so it's a bit like, imagine it's a morning when you're about to go to school. Don't think about school too much, just for this moment, okay? It's the morning of school. Your mum and dad come into your room and they turn the light on. What's your reaction?
No.
Most people, that's what happens in my house anyway. They're like, no, turn the light out, put it out, get the light out, no. And you know what? That's kind of like what's happening when Jesus came into the world. See, when Jesus came into the world shining a light in the darkness, people were like, no, I don't want you, Jesus. They wanted to get rid of him. They wanted to put him out for good. And one day, they arrested Jesus. One day, they killed him and they nailed him to a cross. And what made it worse was they were quite pleased with themselves. You can imagine them giving high fives to each other as Jesus hung on the cross. They thought they had succeeded. But let me tell you something. What they didn't know was it was Jesus and God's plan all along. That's what they thought they'd done. But they didn't realize it was God's plan all along. You see, what also happened was Jesus died on the cross, but something amazing happened 3 days later. Can anyone tell me what happened 3 days later? Grace.
3 days later,
he rose from the dead.
He rose from the dead!
Woo! That moment, guys. He was dead. And then he rose from the dead! Yes. 3 days later, the light that brings life was alive. Say something else. You see, here's something else you need to remember. Jesus is not a light that you just turn out with a switch. Jesus is not like a candle that you blow out. He's not like a torch that runs out of battery power. He is the eternal light that brings life. And to everyone who accepts Jesus, he will give them life. Now, maybe you came here this morning and you've realized for the first time that you are someone that is living in darkness. Maybe this morning it's as if Jesus has walked into your life like a light in your life, and he has shown you who you are and who he is. Maybe you've realized for the first time that actually, yeah, I am rejecting Jesus. I am living a life full of sin, saying no to Jesus. Well, the wonderful message of Christmas, the good news of Jesus, is that you can move from one side, from darkness, to light. You can be someone who goes and rejects Jesus as someone who accepts Jesus. And all you have to do is believe that Jesus died on the cross, rose again, that he is a light that will never be put out, that he gives you the best life. A life that you can't even imagine. And all you have to do is to say sorry to him and ask him to forgive you. Then you will have life, and life to the full. And that's not just for older people, that's for younger people, that's for anyone who accepts Jesus. For this Christmas, I have a question for you. Are you going to be someone who accepts Jesus? Or are you going to be someone who rejects Jesus? Are you going to sing a song?
Yes.
Now, it's the same song that we sang earlier, but this time when we sing it,